Hello there, Trent here with Colin, and we're going to talk about G.I. Joe.
Yeah, Joe, another big time movie reboot.
From the new release from the toy company Hasbro.
Which, with all the promise that that brings.
Yeah. So, G.I. Joe in the trailer looked like a movie about someone destroying Paris and then the cleanup that ensues thereafter.
Yeah, then the Joes spring into action.
Yes, but this movie is completely different than that.
Not about that at all.
If it enticed you with the trailer,
right,
I think you'll probably be interested in the film.
Right, I agree. Yeah, yeah. If you have any desire to see it, there's nothing that we can say or do that's going to change your opinion, I'm sure.
But and if you have desire to see it, you'll probably be at least entertained by it.
Right, right. There are some spoilers that we'll try not to get into. But they're not really surprising because there's almost no story. So so I don't think you'll be disappointed by having spoilers.
It's not Mousetrap.
Well, no. Yeah.
It's not Clue.
No, it's not Clue. Go ahead, sorry.
I was just going to say the performances, in my opinion, the performances turned in by the women in this film are way better than the performances turned in by the men.
See, I can agree. In some, I have a hard time because for me the movie, because my brother and I were talking about this last night, the movie is very much like everybody's kind of in a different movie. Like there seems to be no cohesion in the acting in the performances because you have what's his face?
Channing Tatum.
Duke. Channing Tatum. Thank you. He's playing like the hardcore military. Like he thinks he's in Saving Private Ryan or something.
Well, yeah, he does, but he's talking like he's going to gang fights.
Oh, I know, yeah. I mean, his actual... I have a problem with his enunciation. His ability to enunciate. I feel like if he's going to be taken seriously, he's going to have to get... he's going to have to get past that sort of mumbling, street, slang kind of. But the performances didn't all...
mesh.
Yeah, didn't all mesh, because you have Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who's giving, like, this over-the-top cartoon performance. And then when they're in scenes together, it's one of the most confusing things to watch. And then you have Destro, in doing his thing, and it's just like, what is going on? And Sienna Miller is the Baroness, who, for me, didn't carry the weight of the Baroness very well. Like, she wasn't...
But she didn't bring the role down like Channing Tatum did. And I like Channing Tatum. You and I both have seen him step up and we enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But I just don't think he was fit for this role.
Yeah, I didn't like him as Duke. But again, I think a lot of that boils down to the problems I have with the story as a whole. I think that G.I. Joe, and I mean, okay, it's G.I. Joe. You can say that all day long. But for me, I didn't need an origin story for all these characters. We were talking yesterday. I think the G.I. Joe is a thing where there's no reason in the world to go back and try to come up with a reason for G.I. Joe. Like, people don't care. Like, almost more than anything in the world, G.I. Joe is a story that doesn't require any explanation.
Right.
The forces of good and evil fight. That's what it's all about. And
when I was growing up dealing with G.I. Joe, watching the TV show and playing with the action figures, it was more about the chemistry between the characters.
Right.
And these characters just don't really seem to have a whole lot of chemistry.
Yeah.
Marlon Wayans turns in an underwhelming performance.
See, I don't even know if I don't think his performance was necessarily bad. I think that his character seemed to be, like, I just feel like so many of the characters weren't all in the same movie. Like, it was just like they were all in different, because between him and Scarlett, it was like some of the dialogue between the two of them was like the worst in the movie. I mean, it was really, really bad. Right. And you're like, what is this sappy, situation going on here?
And we only have a couple seconds left, so special effects, in my opinion, terrible.
Yeah, they're poor.
Action sequences, pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, they're fun.
It's almost a 100% action sequence movie, which, that's why we went.
Right.
Out of 5, I'll give it 3.5.
I'll give it 2.5, but I would say that's just because it's worth seeing once and probably never again.
Yeah. And there's your G.I. Joe movie reboot.
Yo, Joe.